Radio Sports Network, and Gamblers Hockey will be on our airwaves here within the next week, and we are very excited to have the Green Bay Gamblers on our radio stations. And we're joined by head coach Pat Mikish right now. And coach, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, because for many of our listeners in Door and Kewaunee counties, they may not know much about you, let alone the Gamblers.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you making this happen, and it's great to have you as part of the organization, first of all. But I am a Youper, born in Hancock, Michigan, and kind of did all my hockey there for years until I came and played in this league, and then went back and played at Michigan Tech. And now I've been coaching. I was at Michigan Tech for 7 years, and now on my 10th year here at with the Gamblers.
And what brought you from the college ranks down to junior hockey? You know, a lot of the players that you're coaching right now want to almost switch roles with what you did to go from junior hockey to college. Why the switch down?
Well, it's like a lot of coaches. My boss lost his job, which meant I lost my job. So it was the timing was actually good. Green Bay, obviously a top organization in the USHL, and my kids were at the right age to make that type of a move, and so we came down and worked for Derek Lalonde for the first 3 years as I served as his director of scouting and associate head coach. And then it was when Derek moved on to the pro ranks, I took over for him. And it's this level of hockey, for people who don't understand it, it's the top 20 and under kids in the world, and we get them from all over the world. This year we won't have the Europeans coming over, but we still have our Canadian kids here, and then plenty of Americans. We can have up to 6 imports on our team, so we're dealing with the top players that are getting ready to go to college and then to the professional ranks.
And how has, you know, you mentioned before, no European players on the team this year. You do have some Canadians. How has that worked in this world of COVID and getting visas and stuff like that to get all the players where they need to be and get where they need to be safely?
Yeah, the Canadian kids were the ones who were able to get here, but they were not able to drive across the border. They were only able to fly, and so, you know, we had to make those arrangements. And then they were able to come over on a temporary visa to play their hockey. They can't do any other jobs or anything. They're still amateurs, so we don't pay them. They all go live with their what's called a billet family and housing family. So it's getting the Canadian kids across worked. Jesse Tucker was with our third year with us now, and he came very early in the process, right after training camp, and he's been here since August. And Matty Davis came from Calgary shortly thereafter.
And I guess kind of even back things up further from that, like, you know, many organizations, like many sporting events, canceled in March. How has that kind of been for you preparing for this moment now, going from, you know, not having hockey, not even being able to kind of get your skaters together, to right now where you've been able to host workouts?
Yeah, like all of the sporting world, when we shut down that Thursday back in March, it was just kind of shocking, and there was no finale to the season. There was no goodbyes and everything that way. It was a real shock, actually. And so, you know, Zoom messages, exit meetings that way, it was like everybody else, we learned to cope with it. And, you know, then we kind of just started to build on what we're going to be able to do for this year. You know, our draft is held in May every year, and we did a lot of video scouting the rest of March and April to get ourselves ready for that, and then had camp in August. And then now the guys have been here since, you know, the second week of September, and went through our COVID intake testing and that process. And, you know, like sports, I don't know when they'll get back to that normal. Everything's a little different. You know, you come into a rink and you do a symptom check and you have your temperature checked, and you have players out, you know, basically almost every day for small things just to be extra cautious. And so I talk to our team doctor a lot more than I had to in the past.
And in doing what you do, you mentioned that when you first joined the Gamblers, you were the director of scouting, when you were able to kind of go into the arenas, watch these players play. How have you kind of even maybe improved on your skills a little bit more, knowing that you still had to do some of those same things, but had to rely primarily on video and on Zoom interviews?
Yeah, it was a different way. I mean, fortunately, my director of scouting, Brian Samariva, had been out all year, And so he really knew the kids that we had the focus on. And so then he was passing off more of, okay, spend some time watching this player, spend some time watching this player. And so, you know, Brian has a staff of three, you know, assistant scouts underneath him that, you know, spend all year out there in the rinks and doing it live. And so, you know, in my general manager coach role now, you know, most of my scouting is video. I'll get out on the odd, you know, Wednesday night I can drive up to Minnesota, watch a high school game, or get down to Chicago on a Sunday, but I don't get live in the rinks as often as, you know, I ever did in the past. So it's a lot of faith in our staff that, you know, has done an incredible job getting us to this point.
Now, you have a number of players on your roster already committed to colleges. You even have a couple that recently got drafted by in the NHL. Can you talk about Mason Lorai and Jackson Coons?
Yeah, Mason, you know, to be an NHL second-round pick, it's a great accomplishment. Speaks to volumes to the season he had last year, and we were excited for him. You know, we were preparing for practice that day, and we set up a bigger room where everybody would be able to sit and watch a big screen, and then it was getting close to when we're going to have to go out for practice when it happened. So it was funny. He was probably about 15, 20 minutes late for practice, having to deal with some media with the Bruins and whatnot. And then it was right after practice Jackson Coons got picked. So we had just gotten back into the locker room, and Jackson went in the fourth round. You know, it's exciting. You know, traditionally the draft is in June, and it's at a location, and you're kind of there watching the players go through it. You know, I think for the whole team to be able to share the experience was unique you know, a fun day for, you know, a team to kind of have something to build on.
And for somebody that's been in the league for as long as you have, is there something that goes into these games where you know you're facing somebody that has multiple NHL draft picks? Or, you know, on the flip side, teams are going to come into the Rush Center here in just next week already, and they know that they're going to face some not just D1 hockey commits, but some NHL talent as well.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, the pre-scouting that we do on the other teams is always, you know, going to be detailed to who their top players are, how we have to pay attention to them and whatnot, and they're doing the same thing back at us. And that's what's remarkable about our league is, you know, I was watching the Stanley Cup playoffs over the last, you know, 2 months here, and to see how many players that were in the USHL just a couple years ago already at that level. We had Casey Mittelstadt, who was a first-round pick here 4 years ago, and, you know, he's already finished his second year in the NHL. So it goes very quick and time-wise, and we're always proud of those kids, but we're really proud of the entire league and how many top prospects are developed.
And how have the practices been going so far? I know you were mentioned that you just got on the ice a few weeks ago, and how have the practices been?
It's been good. You know, our players with COVID are limited in what they're able to do away from the rink, so I think their time here is so enjoyable, you know, and they're excited to be back at the rink after, you know, being shut down early last year. And we've got a competitive group. We have a great group of forwards returning, you know, I think we're going to be a very fun team to watch. We're going to be explosive on offense. And so I think it's just a little feeling out process for all of them now, especially with the newer players kind of seeing where they're going to be able to fit in and get a gauge on how fast this league really is.
And then final question before we let you go here on the weekly coaches show that we'll have here right on newradiosportsnetwork.com. We'll probably talk about this a little bit more next week, but how excited are you to stand behind the bench and get back the game action?
Well, it was asked early in one of the first return-to-play meetings. You know, Pat, I was representing the coaches. Do you really think the coaches are going to be comfortable wearing a mask on the bench? And I said, I'll do anything to get behind that bench again. So, and we see it in all pro sports, they're all wearing them. So I think that was something that I don't think people outside of sport appreciated as much as how exciting it is for us to get back to what we do and where our passion is. And so it's a great feeling to be back on the ice and just, you know, running guys through things. And I think that even that first couple exhibition games are going to be, they're going to be fun. Like just to, you know, have something to, you know, really make your brain work and grind over again.
First game coming up October 23rd, exhibition hockey at the Rush Center. We can't wait to have it. And Coach, we can't wait to have you all season long right here on New Radio Sports Network.
I appreciate it. I look forward to our first season together.
Green Bay Gamblers head coach Pat Mikisch joining us every week on the new Radio Sports Network. Make sure you like and subscribe to our Green Bay Gamblers Central podcast at newradiosportsnetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles reporting.